From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Here is Sports Kaleidoscope 2023 Voice of Indonesia. We begin in January when Tarung Derajat gains official support from four nations. Tarung Derajat had received official support from four nations, namely Malaysia, Thailand, Myanmar, and the Philippines, to be included in the SEA Games. It was stated by Chairman of Tarung Derajat Sports Association, PB Kodrat, Bambang Susatyo in Jakarta, January 5, 2023. PB Kodrat would coordinate with fans of Tarung Derajat in Brunei and Cambodia so that a National Kodrat Committee could be formed immediately in their countries to make it easier for Tarung Derajat to be included in SEA Games 2025 in Bangkok, Thailand. Moving on to hockey. The Indonesian men's indoor hockey team defeated the world's number one. The Indonesian men's indoor hockey team made a surprise by defeating Austria and Belgium, that were world's first and eighth at RORMAX Cup 2023. In the first game in Vienna, Austria on Thursday, the team coached by Muhammad Dharmaraj won over the host Austria with 3-2. In the second match on Saturday, Indonesia defeated Belgium in a tight match, ending with 4-3. Secretary General of Indonesian Hockey Federation FHI Yasser Arafat Suwaidi said that this was the first time for the Indonesian hockey team to defeat Austria and Belgium. With this, the Indonesian men's hockey team, which did not have any ranking, now is the 33rd in the world. Next is from athletics. ITB Jatiluhur International Triathlon 2023 was successful. The first international triathlon in Indonesia this year, ITB Jatiluhur International Triathlon, was successful. The triathlon, initiated by the Civil Engineering Alumni Association of Bandung Institute of Technology and Perum Jasa Tirta II, was held at Jatiluhur Dam in West Java on Sunday. 232 participants from 8 countries joined to be the fastest in swimming, cycling, and running, which were divided into two categories. The winner was second corporal Hari Rohman in the Olympic distance solo category. Following him was Marine second sergeant Debbie Angrian in second place and Steve Doe from the UK in third place.
Voice of Indonesia.
Let's move on to February. Indonesian badminton men's doubles athletes Leo Carnando and Daniel Martin were the winners of Thailand Masters 2023. In the final on February 5th, Leo and Daniel defeated Su Ching Hang and Ye Hong Wei from Taiwan with a score 21-16 and 21-17. Moving on to martial arts, where Jake Asaragi got a UFC contract. Despite losing the final road to UFC, luck was still upon Jake Asaragi. Asaragi's typical styles in several matches made the Ultimate Fighting Championship. The mixed martial arts sports organizer gave an offer to Jake Asaragi. Jake Asaragi and his manager Graham Boyden signed a UFC contract from 5 UFC matches. This made Jake Asaragi the first Indonesian fighter in the UFC. Therefore, he stayed and trained in the U.S. to prepare for his debut in the UFC. Next, F1 Powerboat 2023 was successful in Lake Toba. The opening series of F1 powerboat F1H20 2023 was held at Lake Toba, North Sumatra, February 25 to 26, 2023. Despite starting with one race, director in Journey, Doni Oscaria, said that the event opened by President Joko Widodo was successful. More than a race, the success of F1 powerboat had a double impact on the local people's economy. It started from full occupancies at lodgings and good influence for micro, small and medium enterprises. With 15 international TV stations broadcasting and millions watching the event, Lake Toba got more exposure to the global community. In the event, Bartek Marzalek from Stromoy Racing got a full point. In a 30-minute race, the racers from Poland finished first.
Voice of Indonesia.
Let's move on to March. We begin with cycling. Jelajah Cycling Series or GCS was held in Minangkabau, West Sumatra on March 4, 2023. Some 224 participants from 7 countries, namely Indonesia, China, the Netherlands, French, Latvia, Laos, and Thailand, joined in the event. The 112-kilometer cycling race followed the standard of Union Cyclists International UCI, the World Cycling Organization. In GCS Minangkabau, Jelajah Sports used a quick and accurate speed meter and timer tag transponder, which was brought from Germany. Arya Punsafat from Laos made the fastest time with 2 hours and 43 minutes and 49 seconds. The next one is from motor racing, where Alvaro Bautista wins the Mandalika circuit. The World Superbike WBSK Mandalika 2023, the second series of the 2023 championship, ended on March 5th. In the event held at Mandalika International Circuit in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara, the previous winner and racer from Aruba, racing team Alvaro Bautista, was the best with 2 consecutive wins. In results, Bautista, who also won the first series in Phillip Island, reached the top of the WSBK standings with 112th, followed by Toprak Razgatligu with 75 points and Andrea Locatelli with 70 points. Mandalika Grand Prix Association President Director Priyandi Satria was happy that the WSBK 2023 was running smoothly. In the second event, there was a 14.7% increase in audience compared to last year. Let's move on to chess, where Indonesian Chess Association held the 49th Chess National Championship, which broke the Muri record. The event held in Jakarta on March 14 to 20 was joined by 1,506 chess athletes from across 34 provinces. The number of participants in the event broke the record as the National Chess Championship with the most participants. Head of the Indonesian National Sports Committee, KONI, Marciano Norman, appreciated and hoped the event could help the Indonesian Chess Association in harvesting the best athletes of the country.
Voice of Indonesia.
Let's move it on to April, where Indonesia brings one title from Spain Masters 2023. Indonesian woman badminton athletes Gregoria Mariska Tunjung won the Spain Masters 2023 after defeating Pusarla Fesindu from India in the final. In the match of Centro Deportivo Municipal Galur Sunday, Gregoria won 2 games with a score 21-8, 21-8. An Indonesian boxer won against Thailand. In a non-title match, 2 Indonesian boxers from the Air Force, Ilham Leusa and Emmanuel Nahak, defeated their opponents. In the welter class, Ilham Leusa defeated Syairayat Sawangsoda TKO in the 5th round, while Emmanuel Nahak in the super feather class defeated Chanon Sonkam with TKO in the 2nd round. Ilham held the belt for the welter class of the WBC Asian Boxing Council Continental. We end April with aquatic. The Indonesian men's water polo team won in Serbia. The Indonesian men's water polo team showed a great development in their preparation ahead of the 32nd SEA Games 2023 Cambodia by winning the VAT Cup or Water Polo Academy Tasmajdan Cup 2023 in Beograd, Serbia on April 21st to 23rd, 2023. In the final, the team coached by Nikola Milosavljević defeated the Serbian League's Division 1 VK Beograd with a 12-11 score.
Voice of Indonesia.
Let's move it on to May. Indonesian lifters gained 3 gold medals in the 2023 World Powerlifting Championship. 2 Indonesian athletes brought back 3 gold medals and 1 bronze medals at the 2023 World Para Powerlifting Championship held in Tbilisi, Georgia, on April 29 until May 1st. The 3 gold medals were obtained by Abdul Hadi and Ni Nengah Widiasi. Abdul Hadi got 2 gold medals in best and total lift categories at 49kg class, while Ni Nengah Widiasi won gold at best category and a bronze at total lift at 45kg class. Indonesian Pencaksilat teams wins. Indonesian Pencaksilat national team was the general champion at the Pencaksilat branch in the SEA Games 2023 Cambodia on May 10, 2023. In total, the Pencaksilat gave at least 9 gold, 6 silvers, and 1 bronze for Indonesia. Indonesian Pencaksilat team manager Wahyu Yunarto said that the achievement met the target, namely becoming the general champion. Still from SEA Games Cambodia, the Indonesian soccer teams gained gold. Indonesia got a gold medal from a soccer at SEA Games Cambodia after defeating Thailand 5-2 on May 16, 2023. Since the SEA Games began in 1977, Indonesia only got 2 gold medals in soccer. The first was when being the host in 1987, the second was in Manila in 1991. In total, Indonesia ranked 3rd at medal standings in SEA Games 2023 with 87 gold, 80 silver, and 109 bronze.
Voice of Indonesia.
We begin June with Formula E Jakarta 2023 at Jakarta International E-Prix Circuit or GIEC Ancol on June 3rd and 4th, 2023. Maserati MSG Racing racers Maximilian Gunther from Germany finished first and won the Formula E Jakarta 2023. Meanwhile, the second winner was Jake Dennis from England from Avalanche Andretti, and followed by Mitch Evans from Australia from Jaguar TC Racing. Acting Governor of Jakarta, Heru Budi Hartono handed over the trophy to the winners. Indonesia is the general champion of Asian Para Games 2023. Asian Para Games 2023, held since June 5th, was officially closed at Morodok Techno National Stadium in Phnom Penh June 9, 2023, and Cambodia handed over the baton to Thailand as the next host. Indonesia was the general champion of the event. This year, Indonesia collected 159 gold medals, 148 silvers, and 94 bronze. This was far from Thailand as the runner-up with 126 gold, 110 silver, and 92 bronze. Still in June, Anthony Ginting won Singapore Open. Anthony Sinisuka Ginting at Singapore's indoor stadium June 11, 2023, won the final of Singapore Open against Andreas Antensen from Denmark. Still in June, Anthony Ginting won Singapore Open. Anthony Sinisuka Ginting at Singapore Indoor Stadium June 11, 2023 won the final of Singapore Open against Andrea Axelsen from Denmark with a score 21-16 and 21-13. For Ginting, this was his consecutive successes in the Singapore Open. Ginting also won the same event last year. Listener, that was the Sports Kaleidoscope of January until June 2023. We'll be back with the next edition. Stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
We begin Sport Kaleidoscope in July with information from the Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sport, Dito Aritejo, who praised the community's participation in taking part in the 7th National Recreational Sport Festival, or FORNAS 2023. This event took place in Bandung, West Java from July 2nd until 9th. Minister Dito said that FORNAS is a biennial national trip which is able to bring more than 23,000 participants or sport enthusiasts. The fantastic number will certainly give inspiration and new spirit to take part in sport. Oceanman Asian Championship Indonesia 2023 will be held again in Bali. After successfully holding the Oceanman Bali 2022 Open Water Swimming Competition, Olympians Albert C. Sutanto and Felix Sutanto again presented Oceanman 2023 in Bali, Indonesia. This year, the competition took place at the Intercontinental Bali Resort Jimbaran from July of 7th, 8th, and until 9th, 2023. This event is an international level open water swimming competition. Indonesia won 2 gold medals at the Rock Climbing World Cup in France. Indonesia took home 2 gold medals and 2 bronze medals in the continuation of the IFSC Rock Climbing World Cup series, which took place in Chamonix, France from July of 7th until 9th. Responding to the positive achievements of Indonesian rock climbing athletes, Chairperson of the Indonesian Rock Climbing Federation, Yeni Wahid, said that these achievements further raise confidence that Indonesia's rock climbing would again more achievements at the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris, France.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia gained success again at 2023 Chengdu World University Games. Indonesia achieved success again at the 2021 FISU World University Games Chengdu, China by winning 7 medals and 4 of them were gold medals. Reporting from the official website of the Ministry of Youth and Sport, the red and white team won 7 medals from the Student Sport Week or FISU World University Games Chengdu 2021, which took place in Chengdu, China from July 28 to August 8, consisting of 4 gold and 3 silver medals. Tour de Borobudur 2023 was held on August 5 until 6, 2023. This event not only held bicycle racing but also presented the natural beauty of the Central Java region, especially Borobudur Temple. The Tour de Borobudur TDB was attended by 1,200 cyclists. The TDB is always successful in bringing cyclists from local and foreign countries to every event. The trophies given to the winners this year were very special. This is because the TDB trophy brings the theme Unity in Diversity, which was created by artists and high school students. Indonesia wins overall champion in horseback archery in Russia. Arsa Wening, who competed in the general adult class, was named general champion Cup of St. George Victorious International Horseback Archery Competition 2023, which was held in Sperbervov, Russia from 18th until 20th of August. The competition was attended by 7 countries, namely Russia, Indonesia, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Uzbekistan, and Kyrgyzstan. Indonesia hosted the 45th CH Group Championship 2023 Southeast Asian Aquatic Sport Event, which for the first time competed in three sports, namely swimming, water polo, and diving. The annual event was held at the Gelora Bung Karno Aquatic Stadium in Jakarta from 24th until 26th of August 2023.
Voice of Indonesia.
Starting September, the Indonesian national esports team for the game Mobile Legends Bang Bang or MLBB managed to take second place in 2023 IESF Esports World Championship, which took place at the Palace of Culture, Iași, Romania from September 1st until 3rd, 2023. In the final round, the Indonesian team competed against the Philippine MLBB team in the match with the format best on 5. However, the Garuda squad had to admit their opponent's superiority with a final score of 1-3. Indonesian lifter Rahmat Erwin Abdullah succeeded in breaking the world record for the clean and jerk lift at the 2023 IWF World Championship in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, which was held on September 11, 2023. In his previous participation at the 2022 IWF World Championships in Bogota, Colombia, Rahmat also succeeded in making achievements by breaking the clean and jerk record with a lift of 200 kilograms in the men's 73 kilograms class. The Indonesian Olympic Committee officially launched the National Olympic Academy of Indonesia, NOA Indonesia, and this academy carries out an educational mission to all levels of society regarding Olympic values. The launch of NOA was done by KOI General Chairman Raja Sabta Oktosari, accompanied by Rafiq Hakim Radinal as Director of NOA of Indonesia and Director of NOA of Malaysia Nicholas Chan on September 18, 2023. The 2023 Telemoye 7 International Paragliding Championship was held again in Semarang, Central Java. The Telemoye 7 International Gliding Championship took place on Mount Telemoye, Semarang Regency, Central Java from 18th to 24th September 2023. The championship was attended by 55 aerospace sport athlete pilots from Indonesia, India, and Hong Kong, which were divided into three classes. The paragliding championship, which was held on Mount Telemoyo, 1,894 meters above sea level, is a race to gold.
Voice of Indonesia.
We begin the month of October with good news from the Pertamina Mandalika International Circuit in Central Lombok Regency, West Nusa Tenggara or NTB Province, which was declared to have passed the homologation process with a grade A from the International Motorcycle Federation FIM and Dorna. Managing Director of the Mandalika Grand Prix Association MGPA, Priyandi Satria, in a press statement in Mataram conveyed that the issuance of the homologation pass certificate means that this circuit, which was the pride of Indonesian people, was fit and ready to hold the Grand Prix. The Indonesian national team won a landslide victory over Brunei Darussalam in the 2026 World Cup qualification. The Garuda team won 6-0 in the first leg of the first round of the 2026 World Cup qualification, which was held at the Gelora Bung Karno Main Stadium on Thursday evening local time. In the second leg, Indonesia visited Brunei Darussalam and managed to win with the same score. This made Indonesia occupy first place in Group F qualifying for the 2026 World Cup along with Iraq, Vietnam, and the Philippines. The 2023 Mandalika MotoGP match in Lombok presented exciting moments featuring Ducati racer from Italy, Francesco Bagnaia, who was the winner. Completing the 2023 Pertamina Grand Prix of Indonesia podium, Maverick Vinales is the second place and Yamaha rider Fabio Quartararo is in the third place. With this victory, Bagnaia was able to return to the top position in the 2023 MotoGP standings. He collected 346 points. Meanwhile, George Martin remained in second place in 2023 MotoGP standings. His figure is stuck at 321 points. A total of 130 Indonesian athletes with disabilities competed in 12 sports, including athletics, swimming and badminton at the 2022 Hangzhou Asian Para Games, which took place from 22nd until 28th of October 2023, in which Indonesia managed to come in 7th with a total of 95 medals. This success has boosted the confidence of Indonesian Para Games athletes to continue to excel at the 2024 Paralympics in Paris.
Voice of Indonesia.
We start the sport kaleidoscope in November from football. Indonesia hosted the FIFA Under-17 World Cup 2023. This tournament was held in Indonesia from November 10th to December 2nd, 2023 in three cities, namely Jakarta, Bandung, and Solo. Even though Indonesia did not make it into the round of 16, it presented an exciting battle in the last match with Morocco. The 2023 FIFA Under-17 World Cup trophy went to the German national team after they managed to beat France on penalties with a score of 4-3 in the final. The Mali national team won third place after beating the Argentine national team with a score of 3-0. The Indonesian contingent was ranked 8 in the 2023 World Wushu Championships, which took place in Fort Worth, Texas, United States from November 16th to November 20th. In total, in the red and white team sent 15 contingent members to the Wushu Championship, which was attended by 72 countries. The 2023 World Wushu Championships featured two competition events, namely Taulu and Sanda. As quoted on the official website of the Indonesian Ministry of Youth and Sport, the Indonesian contingent collected 1 gold, 3 silver, and 7 bronze medals. 1 Indonesian gold was presented by Haris Horatius through the men's Taulu Nandau number. Meanwhile, 3 silver medals were snatched by Seraf Naro Siregar, 2 silver medals through men's Taulu Changkuan and men's Taulu Gunsu, and Bintang Rendra Nada Guitara men's Sanda 56 kilograms. Mixed Martial Art or MMA Indonesia athlete JK Asparido Saragih, or known as JK Saragih, succeeded in overthrowing Lucas Alexander in his UFC debut match Sunday at Arena FC Fight Night through 3-2 Apex Las Vegas, United States. JK managed to knock out Lucas in the first round when the fight had only lasted 1 minute 31 seconds. In his first win, JK Saragih was seen wrapping the red and white flag and wearing a typical Simalungun headband on the ring while celebrating the victory. North Sumatra hosted the 2023 Aquabike Jet Ski World Championship on Lake Toba on November 22nd until 26, 2023. The championship, which was held in 4 districts in North Sumatra, namely Karo, Dairi, Samosir, and Toba, was enlivened with folk parties, cultural performances, and culinary festivals. There were 100 riders from 22 countries taking part in the championship. The Minahasa Wake Fest 2023 water sport competition was held on Lake Tondano, Minahasa, North Sulawesi on November 24th until 26, 2023. competing in two sports, namely wakeboard and wake surf. This tournament was participated by 7 countries, namely China, Hong Kong, Indonesia, Japan, Singapore, Taiwan, and Thailand. This international level water sports championship on Lake Tondano is under the International Water Ski and Wakeboard Federation and was participated by 84 athletes.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian swimmer Joe Aditya Kurniawan is focused on pursuing a ticket to the 2024 Paris Olympics after breaking the national record by finishing first in the men's 100-meter butterfly at the 2023 FIFA Indonesia Open Aquatic Championship. Joe was named the best swimmer in the FIFA of the championship 2023, which started on December 12. Joe was also the fastest swimmer in the men's 100-meter freestyle. Apart from Joe, the swimmers who are being prepared to win Olympic tickets are Farel Armandio, 22, Angel Gabriel Yus, 22, and Indonesian German athlete Agung Alexander Boch, 24. The West Java men's and women's teams won champion titles at the 2023 Junior Indoor Volleyball National Championship, which took place at the Gor Chandra Dimuka Padepokan Volley General Polisi Kunarto Stadium Sentul Bogor, West Java on Sunday, 17 December. In the final round, the West Java women's team won over Yogyakarta in straight sets 3-0, 25-14, 25-22, 25-20. Meanwhile, the West Java men's team beat Central Java with a score of 3-1, 25-22, 25-19, 23-25, 30-28. In the meantime, the East Java men's and women's teams managed to rank third. The East Java women's team beat DKI Jakarta, while the men beat the East Kalimantan team. The Indonesian para badminton team won 7 medals at the 2023 FAZA Dubai Para Badminton International Championship, which took place in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, 11th until 17th December. The official statement from the Indonesian Paralympic Committee on Monday stated that in the 5th edition of the championship, the Indonesian national badminton team won 1 gold, 3 silver and 3 bronze. Even though they were only able to win 1 championship crown in Dubai, Coach Jarod Hermowo still appreciated the performance of Indonesian players in chasing points for the 2024 Paralympics. The DKI Jakarta Provincial Government's Women's Rugby team came out as runner-ups in the Johor Malaysia Rugby Sevens tournament after being defeated by the host representatives, the Kedah Ladies team, with a score of 7-12 in the cup category at the top match, which took place in Johor Bahru, Malaysia on Sunday, 17 December. Meanwhile, the DKI Jakarta Provincial Government men's rugby team was quite satisfied with winning third place in the plate category after being defeated by the Iskandar Raiders team from Malaysia in the semifinals on the same day. The Indonesian National Sport Committee sent its best men's and women's teams to represent Indonesia in the Johor Rugby 7th Championship, held by the Johor Rugby Union and attended by athletes from 3 countries, namely Indonesia, Malaysia, and Singapore. Well, listener, that was Sport Kaleidoscope 2023. I am Ahmad Faisal. See you next time.
Voice of Indonesia.
Near or far, wherever we are, despair is hard to tell. Yet let's not lose sight. We'll find our way. Love and hope will guide us every day. But sometimes we stumble, then we fail again. In the depths, despair, it's hard to tell. Yet let's not lose sight. We'll find our way. Love and hope will guide us every sometimes we stumble, then we fell again. In the depths, despair is hard to tell. Yet let's not lose sight. We'll find our way. Love and hope will guide us every day. But sometimes we stumble, then we fell again. Despair is hard to tell. Yet we did lose sight. We found our way. Love and hope guided us every day. The tapestry of time we weave. Our love story will never. The promise of future is so pure in our hearts.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. VOI listener, today's miscellany informs you about the achievements of the Indonesian Naval Academy cadets in the Science Olympiad. 5 Naval Academy cadets won scientific writing at the 2023 Indonesia International Applied Science Project Olympiad, or I2ASPO. This event was initiated by the Indonesian Young Scientist Association in collaboration with 10 November Institute of Technology, Surabaya, from December 19 to the 21st, 2023. The association is a science and technology organization that facilitates Indonesian students to develop their potential in the fields of science and technology, both domestically and internationally. I2ASPO was participated in by 615 teams around the world, such as Singapore, Saudi Arabia, Taiwan, Turkey, Mexico, and some other countries. In the Olympiad, the Naval Academy team won the Best Booth Gold Medal and the Association Special Award. This team was chaired by Avicenna Faris Maulidianto, consisting of Bagus Jiwo Hendra Sasmita, Moreno Dava Alzamora, Reshania Feisha Situmorang, and Bima Cahaya Samudra. The AAL cadet team in the Olympics took part in the offline university level Internet of Things and its applications category with the title Internet of Things, Base Monitoring System and Electrical Load Setting in the Indonesian Naval Academy. This research allows a more effective and remote monitor electricity in real time to prevent fires due to overloading as well as efforts to efficiently finance the state's burden. Thank you. The achievements of these young Indonesian cadets receive appreciation from the governor of the Naval Academy, Rear Admiral Supardi, who said the achievements would strengthen the reputation of the Indonesian Armed Forces. Rear Admiral Supardi hopes the achievements of the five Naval Academy cadets can motivate other cadets as well as become an indicator of the excellence of the Indonesian National Army's human resources. That was Miss Eleni from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. VOI listener, East Java province in Indonesia has many coastal areas to be enjoyed, one of which is Kedung Tumpang Beach, which is located in Pucang Laban Village, Pucang Laban Sub-District, Tulung Agung, East Java. Kedung Tumpang Beach area is a natural tourism attraction with beautiful coral and cliffs. Therefore, it is not surprising that it's popular among local and foreign tourists. The distance between Kadung Tumpang Beach and Tulung Agung City Center is only around 34 kilometers. The name Kadung Tumpang Beach comes from the words Kadung, which means pool or hole, and Tumpang, which means level. This describes the condition of this beach, which has natural pools formed on terraced rocks. The main attraction of Kadung Tumpang Beach is the lagoon, or its natural swimming pool, which always contains water with beautiful colors on the coral surface. The pool was formed due to corrosion, so it has concave rocks. The green moss in the pool and the clear water provide a unique beauty. When visiting Kadung Tumpang Beach, it is best to use a motorbike because if you go by car, visitors have to park it in the place provided and continue the long journey to reach the top of the hill. After arriving at the top of the hill, visitors have to go down a quiet, steep, and difficult path to get to the beach and to get to the lagoon. The path taken is quite heavy and steep. Therefore, visitors are advised to wear comfortable and non-slip shoes. After arriving at the beach, your tiredness will immediately disappear when you see the amazing panorama. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sempurnakan malam.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a song from the keroncong genre entitled Sebelum Cahaya by Ayu Sakti, accompanied by New Normal Keroncong. The song, which was released in 2005, was introduced by the music group Leto. It brought messages about the journey of someone's life while contemplating the direction and purpose of his or her life. This popular song, which was composed by Sabrang, also implies the spiritual meaning that life is not always easy, but humans must keep fighting and facing every challenge with strength and confidence that come from God. Alright listener, this is Ayu Sakti with New Normal Keroncong with the song Sebelum Cahaya. Enjoy!
Ku teringat hati yang bertabur mimpi, kemana kau pergi cinta. Perjalanan sunyi yang kau tempuh sendiri, kuatkanlah hati. Thank you.
Well, listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.